Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Desert and the Blade, a novel of the change by S.M. Sterling. Narrated by Todd McLaren. Prologue. David the Gutter, in the dialect of the Cutnose tribe of Los Altos, it sounded more like Dave the Gutter, wasn't insane. Strictly speaking, not on the common run of things, that was. But right now his thoughts weren't as clear as usual, while he stared at the bottom of the canoe and waited for the time to attack. He listened to the buzz of insects and the breathing of so many fighters, smelling their stink and the heavy silt and decay scent of the salt marsh. His parents and grandparents had been mad, until his father met a mudhare band who flayed and ate him over days, and his mother stepped out from the 15th story of the ruined Palo Alto office tower because she heard voices telling her to. Dafe had taken mudhare heads to stand on spears and watch his father's funeral feast, though their meat had been rather stringy, even baked underground in a pit full of embers and heated stones, and lavishly dressed with one of the last precious sealed jars of scavenged barbecue spice rub. Apart from the blood power, he actually preferred venison or wild pig. He had buried his mother's body by collapsing a leaning wall over a hole in the cracked concrete, and squatted brooding for hours, inchoate thoughts for which he had no words, trickling through his mind. He'd gripped the haft of his axe hard enough to make his fingers...